عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كفن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ثلاثة أثواب بيض سحولية من كرسف ليس فيها قميص ولا عمامة. متفق عليه. عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was enshrouded in three white cotton garments which were from Suhuliya, a place in Yemen. These garments had neither a shirt nor a turban. Bukhari Muslim. Aisha radiallahu anha, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was enshrouded in three white cotton garments which were from Suhuliya, a place in Yemen. These garments had neither a shirt nor a turban. Bukhari Muslim. So sunnah to bury the deceased male in three white clothes and preferably cotton. Here, cotton. In those days, it was cotton and wool. They didn't have polyester and all this other artificial, all those man-made clothes. And cotton is the best too. Cotton is good in heat. It's good in cold. Both, especially in heat too. It you know, the smell of a clothes doesn't think too much in cotton because of the sweat in that. So cotton is the best. Cotton, and it's very light, it's very good. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi was buried in three white cottony clothes. And here, wala amama, imama. So what we learn from this is imama was a regular practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to wear the imama all the time. That's why there was no imama. And he used to wear a qamis or a habu thiyabi. The most beloved was qamis. This is qamis. Qamis means something which is tied up. So we can't say exactly what some say. Rasulullah didn't have any collars here. Like, I wear without collars too. And it was up to nisfsaat. But we can't say exactly this is the qamis of Rasulullah, or it was like this. Wallahu, but obviously it was long. It covered probably up right up to here, nisf saq, right? And it was this. So this is called qamis. Qamis, literal translation we do as shirt. It's not the shirts that we wear nowadays, huh? That people wear shirts. That's not it. That shirt is up to here. This shirt is up to here. So that qamis and imama. So imama, Rasulullah always used to wear it. That's why it's in the kafan not to wear it. So a deceased who wears say if I pass away, Imam Zakaria used to wear imama. You don't put the imama on the head. There's no imama in there. It's like mahrim. A mahrim doesn't wear imama. Or mahrim doesn't. So same. So three pieces of white cloth, and women, five pieces of white cloth. And if there isn't, obviously, because of poverty or something, even one piece will do. But this is the sunnah. Allah enable us, even when we leave the world, that everybody who comes after us, like our relatives or our children, etc., they follow exactly the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect after we are gone from the world, burying us, quickly burying us in janazah. Everything should be according to the sunnah. Allah make it like that. Allah make us live the life of sunnah.